With me in the studio right now, we've got Senior Constable Joanne Arthur, and she's joining 101.5 today, and we're going to talk about crime prevention. Good morning, Jo.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Now, crime prevention, what tips and information are you able to give us on this very important topic?
Rosemary, there is plenty of information that's available for Queenslanders on our Queensland Police Crime Prevention page. You'll find the information sheets on home security, fraud, business security, scams, rural crime and personal safety, just to name a few of the things that are on there. But today I'd like to talk about what's happening here in Moreton.
Well, tell us, what type of offences are happening here in Moreton?
So, Rosemary, pretty much across the state, there's similar issues with opportunistic type crime. Breaking in is a common, and they can easily be prevented. We encourage people to ensure that their doors are locked prior to leaving and going to bed at night. If you tend to regularly leave your door unlocked, try setting an alarm at night to remind yourself. Around that dinner time, just, you know, set that alarm and remind it to go out and lock your doors of your house or your car even. Mm-hmm. So when we view CCTV footage of offences, we often see offenders just going from house to house trying doors to see if they're unlocked. And it's surprising how many people do mistakenly or just leave their doors unlocked.
So what other sort of offences do we regularly have reported?
So one of the other things that we regularly see reported is thefts from vehicles. Again, most of these cars are unlocked and have had valuables left inside. This is also easy to prevent. So we encourage people to remove their – we also encourage people to remove their garage door remotes from any vehicles that are not garaged. So it's very important not to leave your remote control in a car that's parked outside, because if you do happen to leave it unlocked, or it may be that – the offender sees that and will go that extra step and smash or force entry to your car to gain entry to your house. A lot of people think they will hear their roller door go up, but trust me, many, many years of policing, there are plenty of people that haven't heard their roller door go up. So the other thing is, if you have tools in your vehicle, then please make sure that they're secured. If you are going away, please consider garaging that vehicle while you're away if you can.
Now, why is it so terribly important, Joe, to actually report all of these matters to police?
Rosemary, we're finding that people are resorting to social media first before reporting matters to police. The sooner that you report the matter, the better chance we have of recovering your property and solving your offence. It's also great to report on your community page what's happening to keep people aware, and we appreciate that, but we also need you to report to police. Reporting what's been stolen is very important. However, many people don't send on their property list to us, making it very difficult to locate property and even harder to return it if we find it during a search warrant or we recover property. It's also very important to report matters even that you think are not important. We get people who go, oh, we didn't want to bother the police because you're so busy. Nothing is – we need to know about everything that's happening. So an example of this is when – we see people, or you see people on your CCTV cameras trying car doors or house doors, but they didn't actually get in and they didn't people think, oh, they didn't commit a crime. But we need to know about that, because your footage might be the only footage of those people who have possibly broken into five cars or a house around the corner or committed another crime in the area. So it's really important that we know about your footage, because it might help us solve, you know, many other crimes in the area.
So how do we report it to police?
So most matters you can report online. If you're not able to report online, you can call PoliceLink on 131444 and tell the operator that you're not able to report online. But remember, if it's an emergency, please call 000. If there is a crime happening then and there, please call 000.
Now, We've talked previously about the CCTV Community Camera Alliance. Tell us a little bit about that, Jo, before I let you go.
Yep. The Camera Alliance was launched a few years ago here in Moreton and is a statewide initiative. It is a way to let us know that you have CCTV cameras at your house or business. They are flagged on our QPS system, which is secure and allows us to see where the cameras are. And when we're investigating an offence in your area, it makes it easy for us to see what cameras are available for us. So we can map an area and it will show us where all the cameras are. So, of course, we will still make inquiries in your neighbourhood to source CCTV camera footage, but this allows us to make immediate contact with you to see if you have captured anything, and it assists our investigation with offender identification and solving the matters in a timely manner. We don't have access to your cameras, only that your address has a camera. That's important. Some people think that we can get in, but we can't. We'll then contact you about the investigation. So, Rosemary, where this is really good is if an offence happens, let's say, for instance, in King Street, we can map an area and we could call you instantly and pretty much have a photo or a footage of the person within a couple of minutes to get out to the police. So it's a really, really good tool to put in our toolbox.
Now, will we put that CCTV Community Camera Alliance up on the website?
That would be amazing if you can. And it's a simple process just to register. And then me, myself, I actually flag the addresses.
Fabulous. Thanks, Senior Constable and absolutely wonderful Joanne Arthur joining Morning Magazine this morning and keeping our community informed and connected. And we encourage family and friends to listen to the tips and the information to prevent crime in the city of Moreton on the podcast on 1015fm.com.au.
Thanks, Rosemary, and thanks 101.5 for your continued support.